Mayor Andy Fillmore is currently under investigation as his recent expenses audit brought forth multiple financial irregularities. This came to light in a meeting of the Audit and Finance Standing Committee on Monday. It was found that four transactions, two of which were legal counsel, violated the municipality's procurement policy. Auditor General Andrew Atherton said at the meeting that he was not originally planning to complete this audit, but decided to after concerns were brought to his attention earlier this year.
Took a look at some expenses from the mayor's office. It was not part of our original audit plan, but came to us through concerns identified by senior management within the municipality about some transactions which originated in the mayor's office. I decided we would dig into these four transactions quickly this spring. Now, since that time, we have decided to add a full procurement audit to our schedule, but I still wanted to report these four at the earliest opportunity. As you can see, we found all four transactions were non-compliant with HRM's procurement policy. I'll talk through each one quickly. So the first two are both for external legal services obtained by the mayor. The first was an invoice for just over $1,400, was received in June of 2025. The mayor's office did not consult with procurement or the municipal solicitor before engaging a law firm. The procurement policy is clear that approval is required from the municipal solicitor to engage external counsel. When the invoice came in and the mayor's staff attempted to process it, senior management became aware and got involved. Ultimately, the municipal solicitor approved the expense, as I'll call it a one-time exception. He sent an email to the mayor's office providing that approval and including a reminder that authorization was required for any future external legal expenses. In November, the mayor's office received further external legal advice, and again, no approval was obtained to use external counsel. When the invoice was received, the mayor's chief of staff approved it for payment. The invoice, for just over $6,000, was coded as other goods and services rather than legal services. The invoice, the $6,000 invoice, was processed by municipal accounts payable staff for payment despite the lack of the municipal solicitor approval. Payment was made in December, and senior management did not become aware of that second payment until early in 2026. Once aware, the acting CAO told the mayor that he needed to reimburse both amounts, and the mayor complied. Management has indicated that they have provided additional training for accounts payable staff to reinforce the need for approval of any legal services invoices and provided procurement training for staff within the mayor's office. So that's the story on the legal invoices. Up next was bringing on an HR firm to assist the mayor's office with tasks such as updating job descriptions and eventually hiring staff to fill vacancies. The initial value of this contract was $50,000, and procurement was completed using an alternative procurement approach in which a contract is negotiated directly with one supplier rather than using a competitive approach. There were various discussions between procurement staff and the mayor's office in setting up this arrangement. Ultimately, procurement staff refused to sign off on using an alternative procurement approach, indicating they believed a competitive approach should be used. Staff also indicated they felt the mayor's office had a clear preference from the start for a single vendor. Eventually, the now former CAO and current CFO signed off on the alternative procurement form, citing confidentiality as the reason it was necessary. Now, you can read the description of when confidentiality can be used as a justification in our report, but I'll just say it just doesn't fit in this situation. The work was to redesign job descriptions, assess the overall structure of the mayor's office, and then to provide support during recruitment and hiring. None of that involves confidential information, and frankly, none of that is anything more than what I might call typical HR type work. It is clear to my office that this contract should have followed a competitive procurement approach to ensure the best value was obtained for the money spent. And we did identify one additional issue with the HR consultant process connected to a change in the scope of work. Originally, this was planned for just over $50,000, and the final bill was for just over $90,000. While the final invoice was properly approved and payment of it was reasonable, the work had been done, there should have been a contract amendment when it became apparent additional work was going to be required. That would have given the municipality the opportunity to ensure the new work was necessary and monitor to see that it was completed as intended. I will note that that amendment was properly presented to the Audit and Finance Standing Committee by the Acting CAO in January of this year. So the final transaction we looked at related to bringing a speechwriter in to help the mayor with his 2025 State of the Municipality speech. This cost the municipality just over $14,000 and was also sourced without use of a competitive procurement approach. Instead, the mayor's staff reached out directly to a vendor and asked them to help. No contract or statement of work was used to define expectations. In the end, the vendor submitted an invoice for their services and the mayor's office issued a check request to have it paid. The payment of the invoice was reasonable as the work was completed, but there are specific procurement approaches designed to cover just this sort of situation, and the mayor's office should have worked with the procurement department to figure out the best approach. So, while all four of these were non-compliant with policy, I am hopeful that subsequent training, along with the lessons learned from this audit, will help address that gap.
Long story short, the mayor didn't do some things when buying some stuff that he probably should have. The findings of this report were forwarded to the Halifax Region of Police, but due to a conflict of interest, they were passed on to the RCMP. Mayor Fillmore did not know this had happened until that meeting, and he got the chance to defend himself, where he explained that he did pay back all of these transactions.
So I'll just simply say, colleagues, I was very happy to cooperate fully with the Auditor General. We spoke on various occasions, and I think the report speaks for itself. There are no recommendations. However, we have proceeded with staff training, as has been suggested. And I would also note that the legal invoices have been repaid, and I think we are moving forward in a good way now. So thank you.
If you are interested in finding out where this investigation goes, don't worry. So am I. I will be diving deeper into this and following the story as it progresses. So keep an eye on our community news tab here at CKDU for more. Thank you for listening to CKDU. My name is Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. See you soon.